It is Friday, and that means we get a dose of Kentucky politics distilled with Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. And Ryland, the legislature wasn't in session this week. There is still plenty of news coming out of the state capitol. The Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting and Kentucky Public Radio unveiled new details of a sexual assault and harassment in Frankfort. And you worked on this story this week. Tell us more about it.
So up until this story, as far as we knew that a staffer had made a sexual harassment complaint against former Speaker Jeff Hoover, current Representative Michael Meredith, and a couple other lawmakers. And the only thing we knew about it is that former Speaker Hoover said that he had only exchanged inappropriate text messages with this woman. But in this court document that we have obtained, we now have the woman's side of the story more than a year later, and she details more than 50 instances of sexual assault against the former speaker, as well as sexual harassment from these other lawmakers over the course of the 2 years that she was employed there. And she said it was included non-consensual touching, groping, both in the state capitol and elsewhere in Frankfort.
So have we heard from the lawmakers who've been accused?
So we have not heard directly from the lawmakers yet. We've heard from former Speaker Hoover's attorney, and she had this to say.
We believe that there are significant pieces of her testimony that need to be examined more carefully. And that's the reason that we have sought to take her deposition. And thus far, we've not been able to achieve that.
Now, the lawmakers are actually trying to get a court to redact portions of this testimony, and that's been going on for a while now. And that's actually how we were able to report on some of these details before the court could, before this would actually be sealed. And so these legislators are now seeking to basically re-litigate this, to depose this, witness and kind of question some of her testimony.
So how are their other colleagues responding? And some are calling for resignations.
So Democrats are saying that these lawmakers should resign, but Republicans have been slow to really weigh in on this. The state Republican Party said that sexual harassment has been a problem in Frankfort for years, and it extends beyond both parties, which is true. Now, they also said that the legislative leaders have been working to address this, which I think is a little questionable. This has been an ongoing problem, and there really haven't been any major changes to what's going on. Now, Republican Senate President Robert Stivers did have this to say.
Apparently, there are some pretty inflammatory and statements about what occurred. You have not heard from Jeff Hoover as to what his response was.
So once again, we're still waiting to hear from former Speaker Hoover. We're waiting to see what these leaders of the legislature have to say. Lawmakers will be back in early February, so we will most likely hear a lot more by then.
This story is still developing. Thank you, Ryland. We've been talking to Ryland Barton, Capitol reporter, for this week's look at Kentucky Politics Distilled. You hear it every Friday on All Things Considered. And find more stories at WFPL.org.